All right, it's time for our college football carrier pigeon. Got a lot of college football notes. Great weekend in college football. Where would you like to start? Oh, big game run around?
I mean, Georgia, Texas. I mean, that was the biggest game.
That was.
It just didn't live up to what we had. Bama, no. Georgia was game of the year. Ohio State, Oregon, game of the year. Texas, Georgia in Texas was supposed to be that, and it really wasn't. It ended up being a somewhat competitive game, but it never felt like Texas was in that.
Can I point out one area where it was the game of the year?
Yeah, go for it.
Just one area.
Yeah.
Of many areas.
Yes.
I believe that game, Georgia, Texas, mm-hmm. in Austin, was the single best pouty fan face crowd shot compilation.
Oh, yeah.
I've ever seen.
Dude. Well, Texas really thought that they were the cock of the walk.
And well, their fans, there is a special kind of pouty face with them, and I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. They're all white.
Yep.
They're
not just white. They're white.
They're all kind of, they're just kind of young and bro-y and cowboy hat-y.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all doing kind of, they're doing bits with their cowboy gear. Like Matthew McConaughey now all of a sudden has like a, he's like, have you seen what he wears?
I think he's always worn that.
Well, but he doesn't wear that anywhere but there.
Yeah.
Like he, it's like a bit.
Yeah, you spruce it up a little
bit. And by the way, he released a statement today.
What, it was his statement? Really?
Yes. This is how absurd Austin, Texas fan is.
Now I got to see the statement.
And it was all on display there.
Okay.
Saturday. This is the thing about that game. That's the only cool thing about the game, other than Georgia kicked the crap out of him, which was kind of funny. But yeah, Matthew McConaughey, the minister of, what do they call him there? The minister of...
Is it culture or whatever?
Yeah. And he wears cowboy hat and leather assless chaps.
Well, and he's got the leather. Yeah, he certainly cowboys it up whenever
he...
Just for that.
Just for that.
I don't know where he lives. He might live there, but...
You just got to keep living, man.
Well, he
I know.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. He's a Texas guy, mm-hmm. but there is a lot of cosplay there at Texas.
Of course.
The only guy who, like Kevin Durant was dressed, because, you know, they showed all of the celebrities.
All the celebs.
And Kevin Durant was fine. He's always there, and he's always just dressed like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan was there. He lives in Austin.
He lives in Austin now.
And he was not dressed like anything other than Joe Rogan, look at me, I lift weights. And then everybody else, it just seems, especially in the crowd, it just seems
they're doing
bits with their cowboy boots and their buckles and their jeans and their shirts. But my God, do they have pouty fan face all over that stadium. It was so great.
Well, and the weirdest thing, I saw a statement. It was basically about the crowd, you know.
Yeah, he was mad about the crowd.
I have never seen in my life, ever, something that happened at the Texas-Georgia game. So if you didn't see this, I still can't believe it. So I can. So Georgia throws a ball and Texas intercepts it and runs it back to like whatever it was, like the 10-yard line. And so, you know, and at this point, Texas is desperate to try to get back in the game, right? Been getting their ass kicked, and this could be a game-changing sort of moment. Texas is deep in Georgia territory. Flag comes out. P.I. And by the way, it's a terrible call. It wasn't pass interference. As like, I know some people were giving me crap because I didn't think that the Oregon, Ohio State one, I don't think you should have thrown that flag. That's a judgment call, but it was probably the right call. This is just a bad call. This is like one of the worst calls you've ever seen. But they happen. And so, you know, 15 yards, interception doesn't count. First and 10, Georgia, 15 yards, let's go. The fans go freaking nuts. Sark's about ready to have a conniption. His leathery-ass skin, which is now the same color as Texas's burnt orange, that's the damnedest thing. Fans just start throwing water bottles on the field and throwing trash. They had to take the players from the bench and move them onto the field so they weren't getting hit by bottles. So this goes on for a series of several minutes. You can't have the game played because there's trash going on the field. So they finally get that all cleaned up, and while the officials are huddled together, for some unknown reason, the head official comes back on and says, after further review, which, by the way, there's no review of pass interference.
Well, they just talked it out.
They talked it out. By the way, you don't think they were staring up at the scoreboard and saw it on the big screen where they're like, oh my God, that's a terrible call, and fans were throwing stuff.
They changed the call.
They just changed the call. They were like, after further review, there is no pass interference, first down, Texas. I was like, you have to be essing me. I've never seen that, where a crowd goes nuts, throws garbage on the field, and the officials randomly get together and review an unreviewable play and are like, yeah, we decided that, Just kidding, guys. Kirby, by the way, he has every right to lose his ass. Kirby's like yelling, you can't do that. And he's right. You can't do it. And yet they did it. And well, luckily it didn't matter. I mean, Georgia won the game comfortably by two scores, but oh my God.
Well, they can do that. And they do it all the time in football. It's just this instance, it was a long delay because the fans were so bitchy about it.
But that's the only reason that it happened.
Yeah.
They would not have gotten together because it would have been first and 10 and the game wouldn't have been delayed. Because the fans threw crap on the field and it got delayed, they all had time to sit together and be like, dude, I'm sorry, dude. That was like the worst call I've ever seen.
But they would, if the fans were just cool about it, which they weren't.
No.
The game probably would have just kept going. Yeah. They didn't have time to huddle up.
I guarantee you cannot tell me that at some point someone was like, hey, Steve, I want to look up the big board right there. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, that's that wasn't pass.
Well, if that's what happened, that's as blatant as it gets.
I've never seen anything like it, ever. And like I said, luckily, that didn't cost anyone a ball game because,
I mean, they finished him off.
But the right, it's the funny thing is, the right call ended up getting made, and then it was Texas's ball, but you can't do that.
Well, maybe you can make the case that you can if the right call is being made and fans are that pissed off.
So now what we've learned is that if your team gets screwed over,
that's the hard part.
Just throw a bunch of trash on the field?
That's what Kirby was saying.
He's like, you can't do that.
You've set a precedent.
And
you know how dumb college kids are and drunk they are. Like, what? Imagine this at West Virginia or LSU.
Yeah. Just throwing crap on the field. So, like, I mean, the Oregon-Ohio State call. So let's say that obviously goes the other way, right? And it's Oregon that gets called for the PI because they were at Autzen. So we can just throw trash on the field, and then the officials will get together and be like, yeah, you know what? That was kind of a sketchy call, and I don't want to get hit with a whiskey bottle. So first down, Ohio State. Like, you just – that
crazy.
Is – I've never seen anything like that.
So McConaughey said, first off, you were electric Saturday night when we hosted Georgia. Bravo. Let's continue to bring it. Even though our horns didn't get the W, you created a measurable home field advantage.
Yeah.
But let's get real about the bottle bombing, the field glitch we had. Not cool.
No.
Bogey move. Yeah, that call was BS, but we're better than that. Longhorn Nation knows how to show out like no other, and still keep our class. So, going forward, let's clean that kind of BS up and leave that behind us for good. We have to shake hands on that.
Well... thanks, Matthew.
That's what.
Well, hello there.
And I
McConaughey
love
inserting himself into the whole ordeal.
Go away. I just like Texas chose a poor time to play, at least for a half. When you go back and watch about 2.5 quarters of that, that is as bad as Texas can play on offense. I actually thought their defense played pretty good considering the predicament that they got left in all game. I just thought it was significant that Quinn Ewers came into the season as a Heisman favorite, and Steve Sarkisian, whether you agree with him or not, made an attempt to switch quarterbacks for the rest of the year. Because if Arch rolls with that, Quinn Ewers is sat down and does not come back in. That is Arch's team going forward.
Well, they do now have a quarterback problem.
Yes, they do.
And that is all on Sark.
Yes.
So let's talk about that and get to Alabama-Tennessee as well when we get back on The Fan.